Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Heartbreakers in the background and their boss, Mr. Petty, on the front. That's him right there. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jay Baer is our guest. B-A-E-R is how you spell his last name. He is the president of Convince and Convert. Put a .com on the end of that thing, right, Jay?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Convince and Convert. A-N-D?
A-N-D.
Convince, A-N-D, Convert.com. The new book, his fifth one, Hug Your Haters, How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers. We talked about the definition of haters, as he defines them in the book, folks. These are just people who have something to say about your company that might not be as loving as you would like. And it might be people, Jay, who don't even know you. You don't even know who they are. They just got an attitude. There are people out there who just want to be, they want to be, they just got to have their 15 minutes of fame. You identify two kinds of haters. Talk to us about them.
Well, I did a ton of research for this book. This isn't just my advice. This is real research conducted by a massive research organization. And we studied the whole science of complaint. We looked at who complains and where they complain and why and how. We found a couple of things. One, not answering complaints decreases customer advocacy. Because if no response is a response, right? If somebody says something about your business and you don't respond, the response says, we don't care about you enough to say anything, right? So if you ignore complaints, it makes the bad situation worse. If you answer complaints, it makes the bad situation better. It increases customer advocacy. You talked about that at the end of the last segment. Mm-hmm. When you answer somebody's problem, it makes them more loyal than if they never had a problem. But the dynamic's a little different depending on where somebody complains. So we discover there's two types of haters. There's offstage. We call them offstage haters. We call them that because they complain in private, typically phone and email. If you complain in phone or email, you expect an answer.
I'm going to be like this kind of person.
Well, and most people are, about two-thirds right now, but it's changing quickly. Phone or email, and if you call somebody or you email, you expect a business to get back to you. 90% of the time, you expect to hear back. It's just the way it works. But if you complain in social media or Yelp, TripAdvisor, etc., you don't necessarily want an answer. In many cases, you want an audience, and you just mentioned that earlier.
Right.
Because people, they don't necessarily tag the business specifically. What they're looking for is all their friends to say, oh, that sucks, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
that happened.
Yeah.
It's like this group empathy.
It's a little bit of Munchausen syndrome, isn't it?
100%. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Everybody wants group empathy.
Right.
So what we found in the research is a huge opportunity for small business is to actually answer those complaints, the people who are complaining in social media and Yelp, etc., who don't necessarily expect to hear back from you. When you do answer those people, it can have a tremendous impact on customer loyalty. And most businesses, especially small businesses, simply do not. And it's not an accident. I've got lots of small business owner friends. It's not an accident. It's a strategy. They say, we don't participate in Yelp.
Wow.
We don't answer Facebook comments. We don't.
Wow.
You are missing the biggest opportunity
you can't win the game if you don't play, if you don't suit up.
That's right.
You have to play.
Customer service is the new marketing, Jim.
Say that again.
Customer service is the new marketing.
Folks, that's going to be on the test. All right, Jay, so help some of the folks out here who are saying, how do I know when this is happening? How do I know? Help them understand where to go, how to get plugged in so that if their name is mentioned, that they find out about it.
Well, if you have your own Facebook page and Twitter account and any of your own presences, obviously you've got to be checking that religiously and answering quickly. Where you're going to have this bigger opportunity I just talked about is when people mention you but not on your own page. So what you're going to want to do for that is to have some sort of person in your organization, and maybe it's you. There's lots of great small business examples in the Hug Your Haters book of owners kind of doing this and how to do it, but you're going to want to have some sort of software to pay attention. So on an inexpensive or free basis, there's a tool called Mention. It's mention.net.
Mm-hmm.
You might use a new tool called Respond, which is from a company called Buffer. You might use a free version of Hootsuite. So there's lots of small business oriented software packages
right.
for
you can do this. You can also do Google Alerts.
Of course you could. You could use Google Alerts. It takes a little longer for it to show up, but you could absolutely use
right.
Google Alerts, which is free.
But you know, to me, folks, what Jay's talking about, he gave you some different examples. In my opinion, it's not either or, it's all of them.
Yeah, you really can't listen hard enough.
You
right?
can't
no
listen hard
thing.
Enough.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta be on top of it. And then for places like Yelp or TripAdvisor or Google, if you go in and claim your business in those environments, they'll email you every time you get a review, and you've got to be
right.
on top of that.
Right. And so let's walk through this process. Somebody complains, and then you jump right on top and say, okay, hey, I'm sorry. We just found out you had a problem. We're sorry about that. What can we do to fix it? How can we fix it? And then
exactly.
when you do fix it, then you say to them, Have we resolved this? Are you happy now? Is this the kind of experience that you had hoped you would have? And if they say yes, Jay, you have a right to say, would you mind saying that again?
Hey, absolutely right.
You got to do that, don't
you? You nailed it. Absolutely. And that's not out of bounds to ask them to revise their review. I think that's entirely appropriate, and you should do that. The other thing, of course, that businesses should do is try to get more positive reviews from happy customers.
If the customer doesn't revise it, don't you have a right to go in and say, just want everybody to know that we take these things very seriously. This customer had a complaint. We responded. They told us they were very happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a right to do that too, don't you?
Absolutely. I wouldn't necessarily say, and we asked them to change it, and they didn't.
No. But when you give them enough time, give them 2 or 3 days to figure to get it up. But if they do it, don't do it. You got a right to correct it yourself and say what
completely
you did.
Completely agree. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, folks, we got to take a quick break, Jay. I need a website again, please.
ConvinceAndConvert.com, and the website for the book is HugYourHaters.com. All kinds of free bonus offers. If you go to the website,
brand spanking new book, folks. You're going to want this. This could probably change your life. This book. Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.